And then, at last, it was my 21st birthday. Mr. Jaggers called me to his office. I first shook hands with Wemmick and then went in to Mr. Jaggers.
"Congratulations, Mr. Pip," the lawyer said. "I expect you have some questions to ask me. I shall answer them if I can."
I took a deep breath and began to speak. "Am I going to learn the name of my benefactor today, Mr. Jaggers?"
"No. Ask me another."
"Will I know the name soon?"
"I can't answer that at the moment," Mr. Jaggers said. "Have you another question?"
"Have I anything to receive, sir?" Mr. Jaggers smiled and asked me a question.
"You are in debt, I suppose?"
I said nothing.
"Come, Pip, are you in debt or not?"
"I'm afraid I am, Mr. Jaggers."
"Of course, you know you are," he said. "Wemmick," he called, "give Mr. Pip that piece of paper. Now, take it in your hand and look at it, Pip."
"This is a banknote for £500, I said in surprise.
"Right. And that sum of money is yours, Pip. It is a small part of your expectations. You will have that sum of money each year. You will not get into debt. Later, you will learn the name of your benefactor. These are my instructions."
I thought for a moment. Is it possible that my benefactor may come to London, or ask me to go anywhere else?
"It is possible, but not yet," Mr. Jaggers said. "That is all I have to say at present, Pip."
As I left Mr. Jaggers' office, I was already making plans. First of all, I must pay all my debts. Secondly, I wanted to help Herbert. Herbert worked hard, but he had no money and no expectations. I knew that Herbert would not accept money from me. So, with Wemmick's help, I made arrangements for him to become a partner in a small business in London. He would work hard and soon be able to marry Clara. My expectations would help them both.